Blog Talk Radio.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artist, daily itinerary, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello? All right, Angela?
Yes, I was waiting for you to call in. All right, let me go into the introduction. Hello, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest on this show is Mr. Mark Gordon. Mark Gordon is the co-founder of Lavert 2. He has produced and wrote songs like Pop Pop Goes My Mind, My Forever Love, All Seasons, Just Cool It, and Baby I'm Ready, among others. Before I go into the interview with Mr. Gordon, I'd like to say that President Barack Obama and many others had great speeches, including Ms. Oprah Winfrey. I like to say the president was right about one thing. We have come a long way, and it is disrespectful to say that to our ancestors and the people who died and went before us that we have not come a long way. But I still have to say this myself. We do have a long way to go. He is right that we will stumble or fall, but we will succeed, and I do believe that, that things will change here in the United States of America. President Obama spoke on legal discrimination, and we do have a long way to go. All right. Mr. Gordon, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm okay. You have worked with Gerald LaVert and Sean LaVert. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was my family.
That's your family. That was your family. Okay. I was sorry to hear about them passing on. We lost a lot of talent, a lot of great men. You are going to release a song with Blake Rose entitled Dedication. Am I correct on this?
Yeah, that's Black Rose.
I have released.
Yeah, okay. Black Rose. That was released already. But,
that was released already, okay.
Yeah, it was released already. But yeah, it's we are going to be working on some more songs and future projects also. But that's the I send you some stuff to kind of catch you up on what's been going on. And
yes.
Dedication. Huh?
Okay. Yes, you did. You did. You sent me some information. I'm looking at it now. Got it a little late, but that's okay. That's okay. Better late than never.
Dedication was put together with me and Sean, and we brought along Rose as the third member, and decided to push forward with it. And then when Sean passed, then we decided to continue on still. So it's been a working process, and I'm still here to continue to work, and from that I had put together a couple other projects and ventures, and one in particular that I really wanted to talk about, and that's the Soul Foundation.
Okay, all right.
Soul Foundation.
Soul, which stands for Saving Our Entertainers' Lives. Am I correct?
Yes. And
what is Soul?
Soul is the bringing awareness to the epidemic of prescription medications that's killing America and the world, really. But after losing Gerald and Sean, to a similar, similar ways is it was heartbreaking, and not only that, of course, we see artists just as recently as last week, entertainers that also used some the stress and some of the stress that comes along with the business causes some of our entertainers to...
We cannot hear you. We cannot hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
No, you're breaking up.
Let me start again. Some of the stress that comes along with the business is very stressful. And some people ask, well, why is it... why is it so stressful? What happens? It seems like the person has everything that they could want. They're successful. They got a great career. People like them. They buy their music or they watch them on TV or they're great sports figures. So what's the problem? But there's a lot of stress that comes along. And so what I'm working on and what I'm trying to do is bring awareness to the public, to entertainers, the up and coming entertainers, on how to deal with this some of the stress, and let them know that someone else is out there that knows you know, what you're going through, what's been going on, and to help, you know, and that's the mission, that's the goal. That's what Soul Foundation is about.
Okay, that's what the Soul Foundation. Okay, you are also working to change jail procedures that you believe contributed, I believe if I'm correct, and correct me if I am wrong, contributed to the death of Mr. Sean LaVert.
Yes.
Where may the listeners go to sign the petition that you have out?
It's on the website. If you go to LaVert2.com and you go under, it's on the menu. It says Sean's Law, and you should see the petition there. Or you can go to change.org, and you can sign the petition there. Also, you know, please go and check out Soul Foundation, and that's SOEL Foundation.org, and you know, look at, you know, some interesting things that's on there, just talking about, you know, some of the everyday drugs or uses of drugs that we, you know, go through every day, from just as simple as aspirins to, you know, even your you know, some of your painkillers that and some people do need that, but you know, what ends up happening is it becomes too much if you don't take it as prescribed, and there's a lot that goes along with it. So that's what I'm working on, to bring attention to that.
Okay. You also have on that website, you have, there's Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Marilyn, you have pictures of them.
Yeah.
So I think it's great what you're doing. I was reading that you were also working to change jail procedures that you believe contributed to the death of John LaVert. Oh, I had already asked that. I'm sorry. You have House Bill number 249, which is called Sean's Law. It's a bill you are trying to get passed. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Can I ask?
And the bill,
I don't
basically
know if you feel comfortable answering this. Well, what before you talk about the bill, what happened to Mr. Sean LaVert, and what is the bill about?
Well, the bill is basically Sean was incarcerated and what ended up happening was he was, you know, over the weekend he was supposed to, you know, be going through to the judge, lawyers talking to the judge to get him out. But in the process, Sean was on a prescribed medication. And when he entered into the jail, they didn't give it to him. So while he was there, he was all right for the first couple of days. After the third or fourth day, he started coming down from his prescription. And the prescription basically, you know, it caused some problems. And while he was there, they didn't give him his prescribed medication, which later on his family, his wife, sued the county and won a settlement out of court. So basically, you know, and in the process, they did end up changing some of the procedures, because the procedure is how it was at the time. It would take 2 weeks before a doctor would see an inmate that's entered into the jail. And, you know, that's quite a long time if you know, if you're diabetic or if you got some kind of medical issues, that's a long time before, you know, you get to see a doctor, see a physician. And then with, you know, a lot of the other things that's going around, you know, at least you want to know what's going on that's around you, you know, anything that's contagious or something like that could be a problem, you know, closed in the closed quarter. So basically they did change some of that. I don't know exactly how much of it they changed, but they didn't change all of it. You know, like a lot of states are different, where they, you know, that's immediate. You have to immediately see a physician. You know, if but in the state of Ohio, that wasn't the case. It was a 2-week waiting period, and that's too long, for medical attention. So, I think and if the law was how it needed to be, then Sean would still be here. So
this law, I believe, entails something about having medical procedure if you're on certain medications upon entry into the jail. Am I correct? Medical, such as dental, health, and...
Yeah, it's simple, just making sure that, they healthy upon entering, and, making sure, that there's no serious problems that could cause problems, not just for themselves, but for others that's around them. And,
And you could be saving lives, too, while you're doing this. That could save lives if they don't prescribe medications. That could possibly save lives.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I don't believe that it was just this was the first time it had happened. I just believe this is the first time that somebody, stood up and did something about it. The family, by them suing and winning the case, I mean, I think it somewhat admits to some kind of guilt in the situation. So, I'd just like to see that it's documented and take it further and make sure that it's in the law book so that everybody else will have, the same rights, and we don't have that kind of, problem again, at least, let them be safe, what I mean?
Let them be safe. All right. Well, you had sent me some music. You had sent me a couple of songs, and I'm going to play Hey Love. Is that all right with you? As part of
sure.
Hey Love? That's okay with
sure.
you, Mr. Gordon? Okay. All right, then.
She likes me like a fresh pair of Nikes. Says she like the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around me. Says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. We went there on the first night, cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend all of that weekend. Service on the first class flight. God, she takes me there. Gets that gift right. And I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. I'ma let it go now. Keep it right there. And I'm.
Okay, listen, that was a snippet of Hey Love with Mr. Mark Gordon. Mr. Gordon, who else is on the song with you?
That song is me and Black Rose.
Okay.
And we did songs with the OJs. Well, we did one song with the OJs, that's What a Woman. We got a couple other features there, some up-and-coming artists.
Okay.
And, we're going to keep promoting it and producing more music and try to keep that R&B coming and alive.
R&B coming, okay. There are celebrities, are stars, besides Mr. Sean LaVert. Of course, Mr. Joe LaVert has passed. But Mr. Sean LaVert that have died because of drug overdose. How do you feel about this? I mean, Michael Jackson, Miss Whitney Houston, well, late great Miss Whitney Houston.
Yeah, well, that's all a part of the reason why I started the Soul Foundation. I mean, it started with, you know, Gerald and Sean, but, you know, once I started seeing that there was more, it was happening more and more, I decided to go ahead and push the issue, and something needs to be done, at least, you know, try to reach somebody. I felt like I couldn't do enough to save Sean, or I couldn't do enough for Gerald, and but I feel like I need to try to help others. So that's why I wanted to do this. And the more that I investigated and did research on it, the more that I see that it's a real problem. And, you know, I can't stop everybody from doing what they want to do, but I feel like at least they should be aware of what's going on, and, you know, and what's making them, you know, what's helping create the addiction.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. So you're saying what's helping create the addiction, from your point of view, for the celebrities, major celebrities and stars, not just necessarily major, but perhaps the world in general, but especially for celebrities and stars, is the pressure and stress.
Yeah, it's a lot to do with stress.
I mean, is there anything else that people may need to know about that are in their circles, you know, their family, that you have observed for yourself that maybe help their families, people who are not so famous?
Yeah, well, I definitely think that, you know, your circles got a lot to do with it, because, you know, sometimes it's peer pressure, sometimes it's the enablers, that's the people that will go and get it for you. You know, being a, you know, star, sometimes you create enablers, because they are the people that say yes, regardless if it should say, you should say no. They'll go and get it for you. You know, they'll do, you know, X, Y, and Z. Some of the doctors that'll just give it to you because of your status. So it's a lot of factors, and along with that, it is relationships that also contribute, I believe, to you know, some of the problem. And you know, one thing we got to understand too is that, you know, with the World Wide Web, it's easy to hear about a lot of different things really quick, really fast.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes we, you know, or the public is critical, and, you know, not really knowing what's going on, and we can over-criticize a situation, and really, you know, if they pay attention to what's going on, it can further damage a person's, you know, state where they are at the time that, you know, things is going on. I mean, it's a stressful business, so, you know, while, you know, the things is, you know, the regular world is going on about their day and about their how their everyday life goes, your entertainer or your, you know, the person in this industry is moving around. They, you know, we going from city to city, or we doing one date, going to another date, and one function after another. So sometimes this is, you know, going and all of these things happening at the same time, and then the influences that's around you can be a factor. And if you don't have a strong mental to help you keep it all together, keep it all focused, then it's easy to get caught up, easy to fall short, it's easy to, you know, to start, you know, not being on top of, well, when did I take the last prescription? If it's scheduled for every 6 hours, and you're taking it every, you know, whenever you want to, along with that drinking and whatever else that goes, that may go along with that, then you create more of a problem. and you know these toxins that's going into your body, they remain in your system, and that's something else that you know that's going to be brought out to you know some of the people that do listen and start paying attention. These toxins is not made for your body to break down in consumption, and it just builds up over time and over a period. And if you get a chance, just, you know, go to soulfoundation.org, that's S-O-E-L, foundation.org, and look at the video that's on that, on the home page. It's a video on the right side, and it's about an hour long, but it's a video talking about some of the entertainers, all the way from Billie Holiday through Michael Jackson, some of the others, Amy Winehouse. But, you know, look at it and you'll see that it's a bigger problem than just me talking about it, because it's real. And you'll get a real, you know, wake-up call and hopefully understand that, you know, it can be easy to get caught up if you're not careful.
Okay, I'm going to say something. I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to, if you're not comfortable answering, then don't. Do you believe that the paparazzi or the media plays any part in the, I mean, I understand these are big-time celebrities, worldwide celebrities, not just in the United States necessarily. You guys are huge. You're huge. You're worldwide.
Yeah, well, I think the paparazzi do add to it. Not just the paparazzi, it's media, and I'm not hating on media, but we have to understand that media is there for a reason, and that is to give the news, whatever that news is. And some of the news is hype. You know what I mean? I saw, especially with Whitney Houston, in her situation, it was a lot of talk circulating on the internet, and I think that, you know, all of this talk contributes to just the hype that's being put behind it, and without really knowing, there was a lot of people ready to crucify Bobby, thought it was because of him, and so many different scenarios, but, you know, people are just guessing, and they shooting in the dark, not really knowing, and I think that, you know, I think the media have to, and I don't think this will change the media, because that's what they do. That's what they get paid for. But I think that it can hurt at the same time, because some media is not all good media. And
yes,
we have to understand and know how to, you know, discern what's going to be the, you know, what's true and what's not true. And so I do think that helps to, you know, cause more problems. But they're in it, you know, to make money. They're on the job, you know what I mean? I mean, if you notice how, even, and I'll bring this up again, but if you notice that Whitney's funeral, everybody that was there that attended the funeral was there to pay their respects. But you've seen media that was there, and they were there because they were covering the funeral. You know what I mean? They were covering the funeral. That was part of their job, you know. So it's, everybody wants to know what's going to happen next. Or, you know, it's more of the, you know, what they want to do with TV is reality TV and bring it to you, you know, first. So...
Okay. Do you feel that more doctors who are prescribing these drugs should be held accountable, or you don't feel that they should be held accountable?
Well, I think if they're doing something wrong, they should be held accountable, and especially like in the case of Michael Jackson's doctor, who was definitely something shady going on, or something was going on, but they found him guilty. So I feel like they need to really take and take a look and hold accountable more of the people that's involved, more of the enablers, more of the people that's, you know, helping you to basically kill yourself as opposed to helping you to save yourself. And, you know, so they play a role because they're writing prescriptions. And sometimes they, you know, can be starstruck too. And they want to just be friends. Yeah, I'll get you that prescription, you know.
All right.
So.
All right. Well, we're going to play some more of your music, and we're going to go to some commercials, and I'm going to give you time to rest up, rest your voice, and I'm going to come back and finish up the interview, okay?
All right.
All right, listeners, we have on the show Mr. Mark Gordon. He is from the group, I believe, Levert to Levert, am I right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes. Yeah, it's Levert, and the continuation is Levert 2.
Okay, continuation of Levert 2, which is Black Rose and Mark Gordon. Am I right? Okay.
Black Rose.
Black Rose. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I'm a little nervous myself. Okay. All right. Thank you. And this is the song, What a Woman. I believe this song you said earlier in the interview was with the OJs?
The OJs, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And Sean, you have a song.
Special events can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Attention to some of their what they got going on, what their new project is, and you know their singles to the you know some of my you know viewers and listeners that would tune in. I had took a break from doing the show recently. I had a few things and challenges going on that I had to handle, so I kind of stepped back. But I'm going to restart the show again probably in September. So
September.
I'll definitely be blasting it out there soon.
All right. So you so what are your plans besides starting your webcam show back up? What else? And what's the name of your show? Please tell my listeners what the name of your show is.
The Mark Gordon Show, Mark Gordon and Friends Show.
Okay.
And it's on Mark Gordon. It's markgordonshow.com, and that's where you can, you know, find the website. Also, of course, we talked about Soul, S-O-E-L Foundation.org, and then also if you want to check out more of Levert 2, you can go to Levert2.com, www.levert2.com. And the CD is called Dedication, and you can look that up on YouTube also. So you know you can catch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know all the social networks, and check us out.
Okay, I was thinking about something you said earlier. You said some of the things in jail have changed for people who are first admitted into sent to jail. What things have changed and what things need to change? And has the bill been passed? Are you trying to get
the
it
bill,
passed?
No, the bill hasn't been passed. I don't know if it's because they don't want to really use it as Sean's Law. I'm not really sure what's the deal with that, but they did change the time frame of when a doctor is seeing them. They did change that. I don't think it's 2 weeks anymore, but I don't know the exact.
Is that all of the United States?
No. That's just in Ohio. Some states, yes. Well, I don't know about other states, but that's where, you know, I first found out about what was going on with Sean, so... and that was the law, you know, and, you know, according to how they do it in the county. So other states is, you know, different, but they, you know, when they first admit it, they see a physician, they see a doctor to make sure that, you know, they check out, they don't have nothing that could be contagious or whatever is going on with them. I think that's important to make sure they get the proper screening. And that, you know, just a health check to, you know, to make sure what's going on that's in the surroundings. So I think if this was, you know, a law that was implemented in that county, then Sean, like I said, Sean would still be alive. And
so
in the end,
passed throughout the entire United States of America, or just in that state?
Well, it's just in that county or in that state. And that's how that jail operated. That was their, you know, that was how they, you know, that was their procedure. So, you know, like I said,
the other states. Oh.
Yeah, well, it should be, but, you know, that's just how the government breaks down. It breaks down to where state by state, you know, handle their own, you know, procedures. And the county, you know, so other areas may have that law already in place. A lot of them do have it in place, but just so happens, you know, they're not up to date, you know, and there was a problem. So.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you for explaining that. I was just making sure everyone was clear on that, and I was clear on that. Is there anything else you would like to say that you haven't already said? Or is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think you know, I think part of the my main mission right now is making sure, you know, that people know about Soul Foundation, which is just starting to launch and haven't officially launched, but I'm working on some things that may be developing in the Orlando area. And, you know, so I'm going to start, you know, visiting some cities and start talking about it. So you can look for me in different arenas, you know, to start bringing the awareness to a city near you. That's the mission. But that's about it.
So you what you're really trying to do is save lives. Save lives,
exactly.
And get the message out there.
Yeah,
okay.
Hopefully I can save some lives.
I hope and pray that you're successful in everything you're trying to do. If you talk to Eddie LaVert Jr., tell him Angela said hello and congratulations.
Okay.
I'm not going to put it out there like
okay.
that. Tell him congratulations. And he'll know why. And I wish you the best in everything you're trying to do. I really do.
All right. All right. Appreciate the support. Thank you very much. And good talking to you, Angela.
Thank you, Mr. Gordon. And you're welcome back to the show anytime.
All right. Take care.
Yes, sir. All right, listeners, you've been listening to Mark Gordon. He was talking about the Soul Foundation. He was talking about Blake Rose and his CD, the continuation of LaVert. So check out his CD, Showing Some Love. And thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I really appreciate it. Good night, everyone.